perform muraqabah, meditation, and inside your heart, such a dhikr, such a remembrance, such a dhikr, such a remembrance, that due to which the whole universe is in existence. And if this dhikr wasn't present, then at that time Allah Ta'ala will conclude and bring this universe to an end. Such a dhikr, remembrance of Him, which in Allah's final and last kalam, kitab, book, it is the decoration and the light of that kalam. What is that dhikr? This is that dhikr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in His pure kalam. In other words, the Qur'ani Majeed. This dhikr, Allah has mentioned 6,765 times. Allah has mentioned this. So when this dhikr, the human being, inside his heart when it comes, and his heart starts to say, then tell me, that person, what power and energy that person will have, and what light and nur will be in that person. And that dhikr, that remembrance, is very short and concise, very beloved and easy. It's Allah's personal name, Allah. So now tell me, Allah has given us this name in the Quran Hakim, 6,765 times Allah has mentioned this, His name. So tell me, my brothers, we try for this very thing, so that our heart can start to recite this name. And inside whichever heart this name comes inside, then the whole Quran comes in that heart. And the understanding of the Quran comes into that person, and the practice of the Quran comes to that person. For this very reason, the friends of Allah, they have been given this ni'mah and treasure that Allah Ta'ala has given them the ability, tawfiq, to remember this name every second. And for this very reason, they are called the friends of Allah, the wali Allah. Not due to any kashf or miracle or karamat, or due to any act of worship are they given this title, or for some other reason they are given this title. No, only they are called the wali Allah, the friend of Allah, for this reason, because they remember and recite the name of Allah. And their name becomes very elevated and high in rank, that with their names they get the attachment, the friend of Allah. So this is the effort, my friends. Allah's grace and mercy that He sits us down. And in the evening He sits us down. And we should value this. This is a great ni'mah, great favor, massive favor of Allah. So the method for this is what? First of all, the method is this, that the individual who is seeking should find a Naqshbandi sheikh, and he should learn this dhikr on his heart. When you learn this dhikr, then your heart will become alive. And then you will learn the method to recite Allah's name. So I'll explain it in summary, but until you don't learn this dhikr from a sheikh, then this will not give you the full benefit. And this is Allah's instruction. قُدُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ Allah says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلُ الذِّكْرِ Allah says. The friends of Allah go and ask them, seek the knowledge from them. The Quran has instructed us to do that, to find them and ask from them, learn from them. So, that's it. Pay attention to your heart and empty your heart of all thoughts, purify your heart of all thoughts, and that's it. Just all you have to do is not with your tongue, not verbally, but inside your heart you have to think in your complete heart. My heart is saying, Allah, 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 Allah. That's what it's doing. And the name of this worship is called Muraqabah. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was his first ibadah, act of worship in the cave of Hira. It was this very same Muraqabah. So do this, inshallah, this action. And the light of this, the magnificence of this, the virtues of this, the blessings of this action of muraqabah, there's no need to say it, no need to mention it. Your whole life will become illuminated with this muraqabah, with dhikr. So for a short while, close your eyes and place attention, focus on your heart, and inside your heart, remember Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.